Hi guys, and welcome back to the Atlas Weekly Recap, covering the financial news and events as of Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. In this week's episode, I'll be covering two inflation reports out of Australia and the US last week. I'll provide a wrap-up of the US earnings season to December. And lastly, we'll look at the economic agenda for the week ahead, including an important GDP report out in Australia this week. So let's get into it. In Australia last week, we saw the monthly consumer price index report to January, released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Fortunately, this was a bit better than expected, with a decline in annual inflation to 3.4%. And this was a little bit better than the market had expected, where they were expecting inflation to come down to 3.6%. This will be the newest inflation data for the RBA to, I guess, digest before they meet next on the 18th of March. Ordinarily, the Reserve Bank would meet today, being the first Tuesday of the month of March. However, with the new meeting structure for 2024, they've now moved to meeting. It's about every 6 to 7 weeks. To the US now, where the big news last week was the personal consumption expenditure price index released for the month of January. So this is a measure of US inflation, and it's the Federal Reserve's preferred measure for gauging inflation. So the data showed that the headline inflation print for January was just 0.3%, and this takes the annual rates, so over the last 12 months to January, to 2.4%. So this is higher than we've seen in recent months, but no worse than expectations. Staying on the US, last week also saw the US earnings reporting season wind down, with only a few companies still left to report for the December quarter. Overall, of the 97% of companies that have reported so far, about 73% have beat their analyst earnings estimates, which is a little bit below the 10-year average. So the 10-year average is about 74%, but nevertheless, a still really strong reporting season out of the United States. Technology, consumer stocks, and healthcare stocks tended to have the most impressive earnings beats, while financials were generally underwhelming. Let's take a look at how global equities performed last week. The Australian ASX 200 benchmark index was up 1.3%. The US S&P 500 was up 1%. The US NASDAQ Composite Index was up 1.7%. Europe's Euro Stoxx 50 Index was up 0.5%. The UK's FTSE 100 was down 0.3%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down 0.8%. And the Australian dollar against the US dollar was down marginally, down 0.3%. So it's sitting at about the Australian dollar is sitting at about US 65 cents. Looking to the week ahead, in Australia on Wednesday, the major local highlight will be the GDP, or gross domestic product, result for the fourth quarter of 2023. And this is going to really give us a pulse on the Australian economy for that period. There are mild fears that weaker consumer spending and home building in the quarter could see a negative GDP growth. So it's important to note there's a GDP reported. So GDP is a whole dollar number. It's the total value of all of the services and goods produced by Australia over the period. So that's a whole dollar. And then they'll also look at the GDP growth rate. So how that figure has either increased or decreased from 3 months ago, but also 12 months ago. And that's how we'll get the GDP growth rate, which is a percentage figure. So it's likely if we see a GDP decline, negative GDP growth over the quarter, likely it's going to lead to some news headlines about a possible recession here in Australia. In the instance we see negative growth again in the March quarter. And the reason for that, just as a refresher, the technical definition for a recession is we see two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. So We may see that, but it's likely if that were the case, we could even see some rate cuts, interest rate cuts here in Australia as early as the first half of the year, permitting inflation is still continuing to subside. And that would be to try and, this would be the central bank attempting to, I guess, stimulate the Australian economy. That's all for this week, guys. I'll be back next week with another episode of the Atlas Weekly Recap. Thanks for tuning in.